Hey, dickwads.
Dude, I had so much to send for today's episode, and then I just never sent it. Like, I had ideas, and I was like, oh,
no,
cool.
You didn't.
I did, for real.
No, you didn't.
For reals.
Muggs, do you believe that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Busy yesterday.
Not one bit.
I can understand you're busy, but there's no way you had stuff for the B team because you contribute so little.
3%.
So little.
3%.
So little.
All right.
Yeah, so little.
All right. Well, my 3%.
You proved my point.
My 3% was going to be awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that you posted some stuff on social media.
That was
on
part
Twitter
one.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
See, that was 1%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
where's 2 and 3?
There was going to be some audio files that I was going to suggest to you.
Okay. I love when Dave considers contributing to the B team, he's like, hey, dude, would it be cool to do this? And I'm like, yeah, it would be cool. And it stops there. I pull it all or whatever.
He's yeah,
just like,
that's,
says,
hey,
oh,
look,
yeah.
3%.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm down with that. I'm down with
I'm sure
that.
You are, Dave.
Yeah. Do you know why?
I'm sure you are. Why?
Because you're so busy doing the Best of podcast today.
No, that wasn't it. I'm still scheduling Best Of. So
no, like the actual podcast.
Doing it. No,
the,
you're doing it, right?
See,
yeah.
You totally assumed I was doing it.
Well, you should. That's you. That's all
I
you
know.
Did.
But like,
see, you know, then
no,
why
no,
are you
no,
me
I
crap?
Don't. You have to reconfirm it with me because. So now after this, I got to go do the podcast.
Wah. Anyways,
I could have done it the whole. Goddamn time we were sitting in there during the show.
That is pretty sweet. Muggs has his little sweet setup, like in the main air studio. He can edit the podcast while like the Best Of is going on. It's pretty cool. Like I wasn't able to when I was running the board. I wasn't able to do that. But he said, "Was that something you came up with?" Or
no, but
it's awesome.
But Ruben comes to me. He's like, "Hey, hey, Muggs, what time are you scheduling the podcast for Facebook?" I'm like, "What? Oh, Dave. Dave said you." I'm like, "Dave didn't tell me."
Man, you are really angry about this.
Yeah. Dave just assumes I was going to do it. I have no problem doing it, but give me a heads up, Dave.
Hey, Muggs, last Best Of. Who did the podcast?
It doesn't matter. You got to, like, this is the first Best Of the year. I mean, you've been doing the podcast.
It's the last Best Of the year.
That's a great point.
What?
This is the last Best Of the year.
Why?
Because what? It's the end of the year.
No, this is the first Best Of the year for this round of Best Ofs is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get your meaning.
Anyways.
All right, let's move on. Let's just try to cheer Beer Mug up. And
you can never cheer Beer Mug up.
Hurry up, because I got to go do the podcast.
He walks in here, and he's like, hey, are we doing this? Like, you know, exactly at 10 a.m.
I just got to do. I got to go pick up my kid from school. I just got to do, man.
We're all busy, man.
Yeah.
We're all busy.
But man, give me a heads up on what I'm doing here.
I would have.
I know you would have.
Hey,
Dave doesn't.
Let's talk about Acoustic
Do your
Christmas,
job.
Guys.
That's what Bill fun, Belichick knows.
Fun times, guys. Fun times. Come on.
Was it fun, though?
For me, no. I didn't want to be there. That's how jaded. That's kind of you know how jaded I am because I'd rather be at home. And here's the thing with me, and my you might think my priorities are all screwed up, but you tell me.
All right.
The first night. I did not want to be at Acoustic because I wanted to finish putting up my Christmas lights because the weekend prior, it was raining really hard. So it prohibited me from putting any kind of lights outside. So we kind of did the inside, but no outside. I'm outside. The indoor is fine. Christmas tree, it's bogus. I really like dressing up my house. Like this year, I went above and beyond, and I'm still not done. So I had to stop down like around 3 p.m. and me and my daughter had a great day. You know, she was helping me out and it was awesome, but I wanted to do so much more. And then I had to go to Stupid Acoustic Christmas to watch stupid bands and edit stupid bands and be all stupid with you guys. But that was my experience. By the way, this is how jaded I was. The last time I said bye to Dave twice on Saturday night. The first time I said is like, hey, dude, later I'm going to go check out a little bit of Beck and a little bit of Cage the Elephant. I'm so jaded. Once I hit the bar, I was like, nah, screw it. I'm just having a couple of drinks.
Oh, yeah. It's like the end of the night.
And then we saw you again at the end of the night. And then I took off. And yeah, that was my night. So I legit didn't see one band on Saturday night.
But this is how your night began.
Yeah, Omar's not on the parking lot.
Oh, my God. That was a pain in my ass.
Can I get a fox?
Yeah.
That's all I heard in the production office.
I had to wait a good 15 minutes parked out by a little red curb because my name wasn't on the list. And that's how we roll here at K-Rock for some reason. It's very very janky. No, I guess it's on brand.
Here's the response. Here's the workaround.
Yeah, he is.
That's it.
Yeah, I just, well, what happened was is that the lady who was holding me was super nice.
Yeah.
Couldn't be nicer. And I was just like, oh, what? I'm not going to be that. Come on, motherfucker. You know, I got to go. You know, I'm not going to be beer mug.
Look at him. He's so mad.
So I'm going to edit the podcast right now. Seriously.
So I was like, I work for the station. This is what my duties are, you know. And I told, and it was about 5:50, and I had to start editing. Christine wanted me to go backstage to the broadcast booth to take a quick picture, and that's where Beer Mug molested Jensen. And we then I had to go edit the first band. I forget who Matt Mason or something. So I was like, oh, okay, fine. And she's like, hey, do you have any proof that you work there, a business card or anything? And I go through my wallet, and I usually carry one or two.
Yeah.
Didn't have one. And she's just like, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't.
Not even your key card?
My key card is just white.
You don't have the ID on top of
it? Don't have it, no.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're not a nerd.
Exactly. So the lady was just like, oh, yes, you do. You do have a business card, don't you? I'm like, oh, you know what? Yes, I do. And then she radios over to her supervisor. He's like, yeah, he has one. He's like, okay, let him through. So I was like, she was so nice. Let me through. I went and snapped a pic. And let's talk about Beer Mug molesting Jensen really quick and posing for that picture, because I thought that was by far my highlight of the weekend, for sure.
Well, I molested not only Jensen, but Kevin and Allie as well.
Yeah, totally.
Well, he kind of punched Allie in the...
That was a very creepy voice, by the way.
He kind of punched Allie right in the...
In the boob?
No, in the midsection. Like,
oh, really?
Her vagina area.
Tell me,
because I was behind everybody. This just sounds very sexual. Because I was behind everybody along with Christine and Dave, right?
Yeah,
you guys were next to me. So what? Who had the brilliant idea of Beer Mug laying across Kevin, Jensen, and Allie for the picture, with I thought was genius.
I don't know, but
Beer Mug goes to lay down on their laps, but he does it in the most awkward slow motion. Was it because you didn't want to injure anybody?
Yeah, I didn't want to crush them.
And by the way, you're not that big. How much do you weigh?
230.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's not big.
I don't know. I think you would have been
Kevin's
fine.
Kevin's like frail.
I think if anybody, yeah, you would have.
Jensen's like DJ Spina Bifida. I don't want to crush Allie.
That is true. Like, Allie's probably the most manly person there. For sure, she would have been able to hang. You had it with. So you're just looking out for Jensen and Kevin. Okay, good
but
on
wasn't
you.
Wasn't it like a slow lay? Like a
that ding.
Yeah. but when you got up, and this is on our Instagram, or Kevin Bean Instagram, right?
Yeah.
When you got up so slow and methodical. It was like methodical. Like, you wanted to put your ass in Jensen's face. And I was there. I was like, oh my God.
Feel if I got up too quick, I'd shove all my force down on Kevin.
Oh, really?
Not even wanted to break him.
And by the way, it was glorious.
Yeah.
And we saw you're wearing some green underwear.
Oh, no, they were.
I didn't look at his underwear.
I thought we're gray.
They were red, white, and blue, baby.
Oh, were they red, white, and blue? Okay,
American
nice.
Flag.
Oh, nice. You were feeling very patriotic that day. So Jensen got an ass full of mugs. Yep. It was awesome. Wow. It was awesome.
And then I farted right in his face.
So that was my highlight of the weekend. So that'll tell you how my weekend went. Well, don't get me wrong. I was impressed by the Raconteurs, and I was super bummed that I didn't get to watch this 1975 because I had to edit their stupid performance.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else did I see? I saw the Interrupters were great. I think that's about it.
What about catering?
You know what? No, I have it. You oversold me on the catering mugs.
You didn't have the right dishes.
Dude, I had the chicken, I had the salmon, and I had the prime rib.
Okay, so you had the surf and turf.
Yes. But my gripe with the meal was the salmon was dry, the chicken was overcooked, and the prime rib was way overcooked. There was no red in there on the prime rib. And by the way, so even if you overcook prime rib, if you get some good horseradish on there, it could make up for it. And they had some weak-ass horseradish cream that it was just... It was not my... you know, I don't
it's
know.
If
I, am I a food
hater.
Snob?
Hater.
Am I a foodie?
Rich Omar.
Rich Omar.
So the night before, that was Sunday night that you went to the catering, right? The night before
I didn't get a ticket, so I couldn't eat on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they had on the parking list, no ticket.
They had like an Indian theme, like food. Like,
oh, really?
Selection.
Yeah.
So Kevin walks up and down. He's like, there's nothing good here. Right?
Okay.
Because then I'm like, oh, that's odd, because this company is usually good.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, and there's this awesome turmeric chicken, and there's like fish and a curry and so much good stuff. And I was like, Kevin, there's a bunch of things. But because it was all ethnic food.
Oh, he's so white.
He's like, nah, and he just had like string beans and mashed potatoes.
Dude, Indian food is good.
I know.
It's super good.
It is.
So tell me about the bands you saw, your experiences backstage, anything interesting happened that, you know, would be of any interest to the B-holes?
I ran into some B-holes.
Did you? Oh, so did I, which was weird. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. I hope I remember their name. I think it was listener Alex, and they had a B-team, a super fan, actually a K-Rock super fan named Eric. And they're like, hey, yeah, dude, could you take a picture with me? I was like, yeah, sure, of course. And they're like, hey, do you mind recording a video for my friend who's a super fan?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, totally. So I'm like, hey, dude. You. I don't know what if he ever got it, but yeah, it was super cool. I ran into a handful of B-holes, and it's super humbling, you know, because they're, you know, fans of what we do, which is bizarre. But.
Yeah, I ended up hooking up Chef or Sarah and
Chef Grant
and Chef Grant,
yeah,
with some VIP passes because they made beer mugs. They made,
by the way,
their turkey balls.
Did you guys taste them?
No, I told them that too. I was like,
look, bastards, it's one thing to do it, but come on. Like, you don't give the brain it's beer mug's brainchild, and he doesn't even get to eat it.
I don't even get to taste your balls.
Beer mug wants to taste. Hey, we all want to taste your balls.
I want to taste the balls.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's such a great idea.
Like, I don't even like turkey, but I want to taste the balls.
Yeah,
you know?
And they're all like, didn't they make like turkey chicharron out of skin or something, or
I'm not sure what was happening, but
man, I definitely want to taste that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but Saturday night was a little busier because we had all these obligations to do, and so I only saw Angels and Airwaves, which is pretty good because they're one of
Tom DeLonge. How do you think your set went there at Acoustic?
I think it really, really went well.
That's it? Oh man, you are tired. You're checked out,
guys. I think I'm having. I think I'm gonna have a
brain aneurysm
because I'm always tired. Man. All of a sudden, I don't know what's going. I slept so goddamn much these last 2 days, and I'm still tired. And I had caffeine all morning this morning, and I'm still tired. I'm having an aneurysm.
That's interesting.
No, you're.
I don't know. I could pinpoint it.
Okay.
How's your diet?
Well, we all know how my diet is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Because okay, so I eat pretty well, not clean.
Yes, but, Omar.
But No. But
you work
still,
out too.
But so I think my recovery time from Acoustic, because I was nonstop because I had gigs last weekend and then Acoustic, and I partied a little bit on Saturday not much on Sunday, but still on Monday I had a busy day. Tuesday, yesterday, all day, and today is the first day we're recording this podcast on Wednesday. Wait.
Thursday.
On Thursday. So 3 days, and now I feel fine, but you're still pussies.
Dude, I slept like 14 hours yesterday.
Dave, you don't have kids, man, and
that's true.
Like, you know what I mean?
That is kids. Well, hold on, man. I got a cat and a dog. So it's almost the same.
I think.
No, but that's true.
Is that what the thing is? You're always running around, like picking up your kid, doing this, doing that, and
I didn't have my kid yesterday though.
Oh really?
And I had 14 hours of sleep. Why am I still tired?
That's a lot of sleep, though. I think
is that too much sleep.
I think you could. You know, I don't know.
No, I know.
About it,
I got it.
Yeah,
cocaine.
I mean, I need some right now.
Maybe you had a little too much, you know.
Like
and now
crashing?
You're like crashing. Yeah.
Damn.
No, but you know, Sunday was cool, and then you know we partied. We partied Saturday, right, Muggs?
Oh yeah.
And then nothing. And then
you guys stayed up.
Because, I stayed up till 5
so
a.m.
So I went after the Honda Center. I went home, mm-hmm. and you guys went back to the hotel because I don't like staying at the hotel. So yeah, so you guys party till Muggs 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Me at 2 a.m. Then I want to go get dinner at IHOP, and that was a bad idea.
Oh yeah, you ended up telling me that. Yeah, it was like terrible because there was a big, like, just giant lump in your stomach, right?
Yeah, when I woke up, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, like a big food baby.
Big
in there.
Food baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went back home, and I told my wife how awful I thought the Joker movie was, and I couldn't get through it.
Really?
I tried to watch it, and I only lasted a half hour before I turned
Why?
It off. It is. Have you seen it?
No.
It is just so slow, and
it is slow. But
they kind of like, listen. I get what they're trying to do. Mm. It's going to be this big build, but you see it coming a mile away. You know what I mean? That was my problem. Oh, I know exactly what's going to happen. So I was like, hey, like my wife was all bummed out that I started watching it without her. So I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a second shot.
Wait, and then, where'd you watch it at? A bootleg or?
I have a little Fire Stick with a little hack. It's a hack.
So, was it a good copy?
It was a good copy. It was a good copy. And so
bootlegging.
Yeah. So, hey. So she starts watching it, and sure enough, I fall asleep. once the things happen that I thought were going to happen started happening, it was just like, okay, Jesus Christ, like, F that. So I fall asleep around 1:30 a.m. My wife finishes it, and the next day, I was like, oh, so how was it? She's like, it's all right. So I'm like, dude, and why do people love it so much?
Because the acting. I think the acting was really well done.
If it wasn't for him... I definitely would have checked out like 10 minutes in. Yeah, yeah. I would have been like, but see ya.
You know, I thought the movie was good. I didn't think it was amazing.
Is there something like a big kind of like a twist at the end or something that I'm missing? Because my wife didn't. Because I was telling her, maybe I'll end up watching it. Is there something like weird that happens or no?
It's hard to say without giving away spoilers.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any spoilers because a lot of people haven't seen this.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a transformation that happens.
Okay.
You know, where he kind of accepts himself as who he is. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then he does this cool thing. I don't know if he dances
or laugh at an inappropriate time?
God, that laughing made me... Okay.
I want to punch my TV.
This is not a spoiler because it's in the movies, but he gives a card out, you know.
Yeah,
It's in the trailers, too. Yeah. But he gives a card out that, I laugh and blah, blah, when I'm nervous. And I was like, that's some BS.
It's so stupid.
And it was annoying.
So annoying.
Like, I was like, oh! And that's the problem I had with it. But
does he look in the camera and go... You ever dance with the devil in a pale moonlight?
No, but he does this stupid dance in the bathroom or just at dumb times, too. He'll just break out in this stupid dance that I want to punch in the face.
By the way, the dance on the stairs.
I didn't get to that part.
Yeah, you've seen it in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
One of the stupidest scenes I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so dumb. He's
people are literally going, what city is that in, those stairs?
That's in Brooklyn. Yeah.
People are going to Brooklyn to those stairs in a bad neighborhood just to do that stupid dance.
Yeah, it's
like, come on, really?
It's dumb.
I want to kill people. People are stupid.
Well, you're the Joker.
So, Muggs, any bands or anything you saw at Acoustic that were interesting or any kind of stories that we don't know about?
I saw like 2 seconds of Cold War Kids when we were
doing the onstage.
Okay. I saw Loser from Beck. Who played after Beck?
Cage.
I saw a little bit of Cage.
I wanted to see them because I've never seen them. But I was stuck at the bar because I didn't want to go out there.
I saw Matt try to jump off the crowd and fall.
Oh, yeah. And he got naked or something? Or
He was half naked.
He was half naked. Yeah, that's weird.
He was playing softball, too, or something like that.
What?
Right?
Did he?
He had a softball mask and a jersey on. And I was like, what, are you going to a softball game, dude, or what?
And then Sunday, weird. I saw a little bit of the Raconteurs.
It's Raconteurs.
Raconteurs. I saw a little bit of...
Monica in my life.
You're stupid. A little bit of Monica in my life. No, I saw...
Are you sure you're not tired, Dave?
I'm tired.
No, that's called comedy.
Who else did I see on Sunday? God, I'm...
You saw me. I saw hi, Muggs.
I saw 21 Pilots. I saw Mumford. I saw...
Now you're just listing bands. Yeah. Like, say something about them, like...
You know what's funny?
Mumford and Sons is awesome.
Who?
Mumford and Sons.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they rocked it.
Did they play a banjo?
They did.
You know what's funny? Like, Muggs is right, but except when they played like the hits, like Little Lion Man and all the banjo songs, I was out. I was like,
But
then,
oh, really?
Then they played these like rock and roll songs. I was like, yeah, back in.
Oh, the rock and roll is more of the newer album, right?
Stuff. Yeah. And I was like, all right, this is for me right
That's
here.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it's funny when looking out in the crowd, and I don't know why, I could always find Muggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just looking in the floor. And
where
I
were
see
you standing?
Him. I was in the seats. I was in the 200 level of the seats.
Are you sure it wasn't Sweet James Bergener?
No! You know how many people came up to me? Dude, I saw you on a billboard, bro! And I'm like, wait, from like for Nerf? No, bro, like Sweet James!
That's funny.
No, but I see him, there's Muggs, and he's taking pictures, and then he's just standing in front of people's views,
no,
you know?
I can't help that I'm tall, dude. Can't help that.
All right, so it was overall good times.
You know what? It's you know, times have changed not for Muggs, where you party hardy on Saturday, and then Sunday you just take it easy. Like, I didn't have one drink on Sunday.
Whoa, really?
And then we got back to the hotel, drove right home. I got home around 12:45 because I stayed for all of 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning, went to work, went play basketball.
Wait, you drove home after the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I stayed at the hotel, went to bed at 1, woke up at 3:30, drove here.
That doesn't sound smart.
I was a POS.
He was a walking zombie so, on Monday morning. Total walking. Yeah, I saw you. I was like, man, dude, you don't look well.
I think I'm still feeling it. Maybe that's why I'm so tired.
Maybe.
Because I slept like 15 hours after that. Slept 14 hours last night. I think I'm just getting too much sleep. That's the problem.
Well, that's too much.
I think more cocaine is what the doctor recommends.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go from talking about cocaine to talking about Hollywood Park Casino. Hey, we're going to be out there this Saturday, right, guys? December 15th.
Sunday.
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 I got to stop doing that cocaine, guys.
To watch L.A. take on Dallas. Dallas.
Give them the details, guys, because you guys recorded an awesome commercial for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
1 o'clock. Game time, baby. We're going to be there. We're giving out a 55-inch TCL flat-screen TV. We got cash prizes. We're doing squares. We got tickets. We got shirts. Food specials. Come down, hang out. Watch the LA team take on the Dallas team.
Hood Ooh. Brothers not included.
Yeah, get off my car, bro.
Wow.
Hey, So that's going to be...
On Sunday.
But I wanted to give the B-Team listeners a heads up that we are confirmed for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, we are?
At the Hollywood Park Casino. Yes, and this is a big deal, guys.
Unless I'm in Miami.
Is that still a possibility?
That's probably not going to
happen. It's not going to happen anymore, yeah.
Okay, so
that
this
was
is a
prior
huge.
To that.
So we're having a meeting prior to this Sunday's event with the marketing director, some bigwig over there at Hollywood Park Casino, and we're going to blow this Super Bowl party up. I don't know if it's going to be the only Super Bowl party that K-Rock is doing, but it's definitely
probably, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So we're gonna have huge prizes.
Shirts.
We don't know what we're doing. We're going to have shirts.
No, like specialty. Like
oh, really?
Who's ever in the game?
Okay.
Who's ever in the big game?
Is that
always is. That K-Rock always does that, man.
No, that's K-Rock.
Well,
but this is,
I love
this
it.
This is not...
So
what station do we work for, Dave?
This isn't a station...
Dave.
This isn't a station event.
Omar just said it's
the not.
No.
I think it is.
No, this is just a...
Wait, why wouldn't it be a station thing?
This is just like another appearance for us in the B-Team.
But it's a K-Rock promotion, though.
Yeah, but it's not a K-Rock party. Okay. There's a difference between like the K-Rock super party.
Okay.
Or big game party.
Right.
Mm.
They beep that out.
Okay.
An appearance of, but then I could be wrong.
You're wrong.
I could be wrong.
I guarantee you're wrong.
Let's bet $5 on that.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be right.
Anyways.
But either way, it's going to be, we're going to have this brainstorming meeting because we want to make this super huge. And, we're going to do the normal stuff. Like we're going to do jerseys for Cornhole. And then we have that little Plinko thing that we're going to do. But I want to go to next level. And I want to do like legit gambling. Like remember that movie, Christmas Vacation, where the guy goes to the, not Christmas Vacation, Las Vegas Vacation.
Oh,
Vegas
yeah.
Vacation.
When he's like playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
So I want to try to do that, but for real.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, so I want to do that, and I want to do like other just like lame, stupid games like that for tickets or whatever it is. Doesn't that sound
Pick
fun?
Pick a number 1 through 10. 7, 4. Damn it!
Exactly.
No, but
you know
in that email,
I would write down the number or whatever, you know, just to be, you know, for legal purposes or whatever. But I think that would be awesome.
That would be fun,
right?
But there's two words in that email that excited me. Money machine or what was that?
Oh,
yeah,
they have. I didn't know they had
the
a money machine.
Yes!
Yeah, it's like a cash tornado,
that's
and you step
cool.
in it. That's cool.
Can we play it?
Yeah, I don't see why not. We could do like an. Oh, this is how you guys play, you know, and do
then
an
we
example.
Get to keep the money.
By the way, sure. But I think it's funny money that they put in there. It's not real money.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. But there was the one thing that I wanted. Well, let's address it now since we're talking about it. Is that I think. That they said that they want us to kind of quiet down during the commercials, but I don't think
No. That was a suggestion of maybe like with the Super Bowl commercials being popular. Like,
yes.
Like was that a thing?
I agree.
What do you think?
I agree.
You think we should
absolutely?
People want to see the commercials.
Yeah.
Then why have us there?
Then yeah. What are we gonna do? Just get paid?
Come on, guys.
I don't know. So we're
How
gonna
was
have...
a commercial? Burr, burr, burr. Dude, honestly, no. I
we're
think...
gonna have to talk about it.
Well, that's it was just a discussion. It was a talking point of like, what do we do during the commercials? Because you know, so is it like pregame and then?
I think the draw of the commercials was a thing.
It is
more like 5 years ago than it is today.
Still
because
is
it really? Because you can find them on the internet.
But
nowadays.
I think if you're going to somewhere to see it, like Hollywood
you
Park Casino,
watch it.
You're gonna you don't care about the commercial.
I
you want to watch
do.
The game. Well, then stay home. Because you know what we're going to do? What? We're going to be giving out prizes. We're going to be partying.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
We're going to be having a good time.
We're going to have
you
want to
watch
Whisper then.
You
want to
watch a commercial?
Sexy mugs, ASMR mugs.
If you want to watch a commercial, then I'll just have a laptop there with the headphones, and you can watch it online.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right. All right.
Say what? Yeah, but we'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, and then hopefully we'll see you at the Super Bowl on, I think it's the 2nd, right? On February?
The big game.
The big game, sorry.
Yeah.
Of February? Yeah.
February 2nd? That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever that first Sunday in February is.
First Sundays in May?
Yeah.
Sundays in May.
Second, I don't know. All right, let's get into the anything else on the agenda that we need to talk about or going on in your lives that you guys want to bring up because...
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to all the b-holes at Disneyland.
Okay.
I've been running into people who work there who like are like, squish, and stuff
what?
Like that. Yeah, it's awesome, dude. I'll tell you, it's something else. Dude. It's funny.
That's weird.
Yeah, like I'll be like walking by.
And Mickey's like, squish.
No, there's a couple of dudes. One was in parking. Like I was complaining about like having to hurry up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And some guy's like, hey, I don't want to bug you, but squish. And I was like, sick. And he goes, and the bathroom's down here. The stairs are easier. And I was like, oh, awesome, man.
Come on, Disneyland b-holes. I need some free Disneyland tickets, man. I can't afford the year-round pass with kids.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Okay. Evo. Well, shout out to Disneyland B-holes, the DB holes, or Disney B-holes.
Yeah.
Is there a clever name we could come up with?
The pass B-holes. The B-pass holes.
The pass B-hole. Yeah, I don't know. That's
got
not good.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
That's right. This is the B-Team. This is episode 88, if you're counting. My name is DJ Omercon, Imaging Director of the Kevin and Bean Show. And alongside me, we have the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yep.
And we have Muggos.
I do it all.
He does.
All of it.
He does do it all. What and you know what I wanted to bring up that I just remembered is how do you guys think the show is going now that Bean has been gone, what, a couple of weeks now or maybe a month or
Who's
how
Bean?
Long has it been? seriously, like, you know, what are your thoughts on how, like, everything's been going,
Mugs?
You know, up until now?
I think it's
Mugs? Whoa, Mug Square.
I think it's awesome. I think the show has a leg to stand on coming here in the future.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Cool. You know, if it's one thing we finally did right, is kind of like have Allie and Jensen like sit in with Bean, and then we were ready. And so it was pretty cool because now they kind of got it. They got it. And yeah, we're going to have some growing pains with leading and stuff like that. But it, and Kevin is it has a whole new role of leading the squad. So, I mean, we've had our issues with, like, some interviews and stuff like that where we talk behind the scenes. And that's what's cool is we get to talk and kind of rearrange our own we're trying to think new things. And that's going to be fun.
Yeah,
man.
It's cool. And then ever since, you know, Bean left, Beer Mugs definitely, you know, stepped up and more on the air. I've been more on the air. And I kind of like it. Cause
you kind of like being on the air?
I kind of like it. And I kind of don't because I'm a very tough critic.
On
of myself. Yeah, you know. So just like with this podcast, every single time, maybe not every single time, but most of the time, I leave thinking either that sucked or I sucked or it was okay. I never really leave this podcast when we're done recording it thinking, "Oh man, that was a killer podcast."
High five to myself.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I just
like,
I'm just not that guy. Is there something wrong with me?
I hate giving myself props.
Yeah. But you should when you So when I give myself props is when I listen back. And I was like, "You know what? I didn't do it." And even then, I don't say like, "Oh, I did great." I just like, "Oh, I didn't suck that much."
No, but for me it's in this type like you guys will understand me a little better.
Yeah.
Is there's no giving props and there's no like, oh, you sucked. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think I sucked, but I also don't think like it was amazing. I just do it and then move on and keep going. That's
yeah.
it. I don't look back or
you
look
don't?
Forward. No.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like,
how do you improve? Like, that's my whole thing is like each time I do this podcast, I hope to be better than the last. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even on the air, by the way, because to be honest with you, I was a little rusty and I couldn't like, and I forgot, like, man, I forget what bit it was, but I had to edit myself and I came out like the first couple of minutes, like, all mumbly talk, and I was talking low, and I wasn't really projecting. And I was like, "What is? I'm on the radio, and I wish like Kevin or somebody would have smacked me." And I'm like,
"It's the opposite of beer mug. Who's always yelling?
Opposite of beer mug.
Who's always yelling?
Yeah,
because I'm excited."
And
by
I was
the
like,
way.
"So I was like, oh crap! Like, you know, I need to, you know, not." Shout, but project and speak clearly, and you know. So I was like, "Wow!" But obviously, yeah, I think I'm my toughest critic, probably.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, you know, you just do it enough, and you know, people give you notes like at real time, and you're like, oh, "Okay," and that sticks in my mind. Like, okay, cool. Next time, do whatever the note they said.
Okay,
you know. So that's why I'm not thinking too much of it. But when I get up to the mic again, I remember that note. And like when we talked about my cat, I didn't think it was all that great. I was like, you know, I had some punchlines that I never got to and stuff like that. And Kevin's like, no, I thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then that's it. Moved on.
For me, when something
my cat's
is happening,
still stupid, by the way.
For me, something that my mood, like if I'm in a bad mood or I'm tired, it affects my perception of the content. So I try not to judge people on my reaction, you know, that I'm having now, because I was like, okay, I think that was good, or man, am I in a bit bad mood? I think that sucked, like, you know. So I have to always take a step back and then judge it and then give my proper opinion, and you know, once I've kind of settled down, you know, my emotions, because everybody has their stuff. You know what I mean? That puts them in a certain mood. So, but yeah, I'm always down on myself for some weird reason. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but I think we're all...
We're gelling. Yeah. Everybody's trying to... We're trying to figure out our roles. Beer Mug is trying to figure out exactly, you know, where he's going to fit in and how we're going to utilize him in the new year, you know, coming up with different bits and stuff. And definitely, it still feels a little bit like Beans on Vacation, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really going to set in until, man, you were right, until like a couple of months. It's still like kind of like, all right, just like Beans on Vacation. It still hasn't settled in yet.
He just hit me up this morning like, hey, man, I'm at Waffle House. I was like, yep, this is Bean.
Bean?
Like, I'm at Waffle House. I'm having lunch with Frank Murphy. So I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, but things are definitely positive. Behind the scenes, everybody's kind of, you know, trying to figure things out. And
I mean, this is like, you know, take Bean out of this. This is like one of the busiest times of the year
for everybody
because we're trying to fit in 5 weeks of work into 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, and then you have a whole other set of jobs to do now.
Yeah,
I mean, that you have
imaging,
to work.
Yeah, getting all that ready for the new show and
the new name of the show.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's just like, you know.
By the way, people, like, we're not going to tell you the new name of the show, and it's not going to blow your mind once you find out. It's fine. It's a great name, but like,
let's give them a B-Team exclusive.
Like, okay, go. Well, what is it, Dave?
The exclusive is details on the new name Thursday, January 2nd.
Boom!
Whoa!
You just blew our minds.
Exclusive.
I thought it was Weenie in the Butt.
Weenie in the Butt.
Okay, so Tim. Tim, who has a butthole and can eat fiber, who is one of our favorite b-holes, I think.
You know what? He's up there. Yeah. If there was a Mount Rushmore of b-holes, it would be Tim and Simba.
And Simba,
Yeah. Even though I hate Simba, but, you know, he would be up there. I'd put him up there.
Well, Tim always takes it upon himself to do these creative songs for us, and they're really well done. And he reimagined or recreated or covered, what would you say he did here?
He made a cover of the B-Team podcast theme song, right? And the intro.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm tired. and I made a stupid comment of like, oh, we needed to be heavier.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's where this comes from. That's right. That's right.
So he did a heavier version.
Have you heard this, Mugs?
No, I wanted to save it for this.
Check it out.
Come along now!
That sounds
standing
so awesome.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, she throwing up because he was screaming so hard. Uh-huh. I like that. It starts punk rock. Oh, geez.
No, that song. That song, man.
That was real, by the way. You don't make that deep fake. So, yeah.
What? Deep bro of fake. Well said, Dave.
How awesome that is
was
that, good. Though?
Dude, started punk rock.
That was awesome. God. Punk rock with a little double bass metal. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, now I'm pumped.
Thanks, love Tim. It. That's very flattering.
Tim Markle.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, we're going to get into some afros here. I'm going to hit play here. This will play. 323-520-AFRO. You could call that line 24/7.
Hey, and, what's going to be the afro line in the new with the new show name?
I think it's going to be the same. We're just going to call it the Afro Line.
Yep. Oh, okay. Right.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm a B-hole. My name is Morgan, and this could be either for the B-team or for Kevin Beam, whatever, podcast listener. And a while ago, there was a conversation topic about being yelled at by a celebrity. And one time when I was in New York, I went to go see Rammstein at Madison Square Garden. And the lead singer, Till Lindemann, dude is massive. And I ended up getting into the after party, and I ended up getting yelled at him, and he says right in my face, "Shut up, shut up, shut this up." And ended up apologizing to me later, and had a good time.
That would be awesome. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm getting yelled at by the Duhast guy. You know what I mean? By the way,
Shut up!
I went through a little stage in my life where I had that Rammstein record on vinyl.
Yeah.
And I just played the crap out of it,
man. Have you ever seen them live?
No, I hear they're amazing. And the guy insane. Has like a fake
penis?
Yeah. And he just
it's a penis cannon. Yeah.
And he shoots the crowd with like just a, like a flow of just... Right? It's like just on the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to go to that show just to get done.
Yeah.
Do I need to bleep that?
Yes.
It's debatable.
FYI, Morgan again. I just called about the story about the lead singer Rammstein. If you want to call me back, my number is 310.
Nah, we're good. Thanks.
No, this was for the B team, the B squad, the B boys. Was good.
Ooh,
this
B-boys.
Your boy Rambo.
Ooh,
yeah, my real name is actually Ramsey, but wow. My radio name is Rambo, and my friends do call me Rambo as well. I actually used to DJ at KUCI. My boss manager at the time over there was Kevin, the Kevin to be an archive guy. And
sorry.
Kevin is a really cool guy. He is a passionate radio person. And he loves what he does, and being a...
By the way, he said person, he meant nerd.
Right, person.
Yeah.
And he loves what he does, and being a radio DJ at KUCI during Safe Harbor hours was awesome. I was, like, the only person, I think, in, like, Southern California who had, like, a drum and bass... deep house and dubstep show at the time.
No, you weren't, dude.
On actual radio waves, which was pretty cool, but that lasted maybe a year and a half. And now I'm out here in LA, and I used to be out in Orange County, but yeah, that's the story behind my name. But yeah, keep it up, guys. So yeah, the live show, the 100th episode will be super sick. I will definitely be there, and I would be stoked to meet the three of you musketeers and all that good stuff. But yeah, cheers. There's your boy, Rambo.
Oh, so there's history on Rambo.
Did he call just to say, my name is Rambo, here's why, and then never tell us why?
Because
his name
Ramsey.
Is Ramses, Dave. Listen. Yeah.
So how does Ramsey equate to Rambo?
Ramsey, Rambo, somebody just called him Rambo probably.
Why
and
is Dave
it
stuck.
That's like
it's
Omar stuck. To Ole.
Did you hear
like,
Dave, the whole call? Oh yeah, you weren't the only guy. Oh.
Every there's a drum
Rambo.
And bass show in every college station.
Why are you crushing the
Why
guy's
hating,
dreams,
dude? Why hating?
He just said the man just said he's excited to meet all of us.
Yeah.
And you're sitting over here just crapping on him.
By the way, so I have some thoughts about the B Team 100 episode.
Yeah. That we're not going to do it.
No, that we are going to do it. However, with my schedule, like you know, we're only on episode 88, guys. There's no way we're going to get to 100. In January or February, we're probably looking like it's going to be March or April.
Really?
I'm thinking. Yeah. We still have...
Oh,
so
let's do it before April Foolishness.
I got to look at my schedule. Because this year, I'm not able to go to Foolishness because I'm booked.
You're a dummy.
I'm thinking we have to do it sometime in February or March. And just call it the 100th episode, even if we're not on the 100th episode, and just release it at a later time. Because if we really want people to arrive and be guests, we have to give them the heads up that we're doing this on this date. We can't just, you know, be like, oh, let's do it. You know what I mean? So we have to schedule people out. So
what are we like?
Hey, let's do it. Isn't that how we go? Hey, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Next call.
This message is for the B team. I just wanted to say, what time it is? I know you don't actually have a sponsor right now, but it always made me laugh when Omar would yell out, what time it is? So, just wanted to bring that back, you know, maybe remember this. And also,
wow. Are we going to do a member this for our own podcast now?
That's very Inception. Yeah. I don't think we can do that. But what time it is?
Is that that's with Lightning, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Cromwell Watches. Man. That was before Beer Mugs.
You didn't get any of that sweet sponsorship money, did you?
I got a sweet Cromwell watch, though.
We're still looking for a sponsor for the B team, you know.
Panda Express, I'm looking at you.
Let's see.
Haribo Gummy Bears.
My dream sponsor would be
Home Depot.
Lowe's. I'm a Lowe's guy.
There's other stores other than Home Depot.
Next call.
Hello, this is for the B team. I was calling because I kept thinking about the Psycho Mike moment when he was having kids come up to his house and asking their zip code before he passed out candy to them, and I was just wondering if you guys would recap that. I'm sorry, I'm not being funny. I'm at work. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, the timely Halloween.
So we're gonna recap this Halloween thing because that's how we roll. Okay, this is how. I have the tape here, but give a brief description of what Psycho Mike's problem was with kids coming to his neighborhood.
Well adjusted, Mike. Guys.
Oh, sorry, well adjusted, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, well, there's a story came out about how many more people are getting bussed into richer neighborhoods, so they can get the good stuff.
Yeah.
So Mike said, not in my neighborhood, not on my watch. And he started asking kids what their zip codes were to see if they were the neighborhood kids or else he wouldn't give them candy.
Let's go to the tape.
Trick or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
911-08.
911-08?
Yeah.
All right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
Trick or treat to everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
I love that kid, by the way. That kid is awesome.
That kid slaps. Yeah.
Trick or treat to everybody.
What'd you say?
That kid slaps.
Whoa. Is that a new term?
Yeah. You don't know?
That kid slaps?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to slap you. Is that like lit or is that like on fleek?
No, lit. No, or it's
so out,
bro.
Oh, it lit's out?
Oh, my God.
What about fleek. Are people still low-key in it? Or
low-key?
Yeah, you could be low-key.
Low-key.
Yeah.
Wait, so is high-key a thing?
Dead ass, bro. Dead ass.
Dead ass still a thing?
It's sort of. It's still there.
Listen,
there.
Slaps is not a thing.
Slaps
is not a thing.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, look it up.
I reject
it
you totally.
Look it up in the book.
Listen, slaps.
Look it up.
Shut up.
To a teacher, everybody. In the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right, candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like 7 houses.
Oh, okay, good. Candy for you. Trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
What balls, man. Oh, my God. And was that at his parents' house?
Yeah.
It was at his parents' house. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Huge cojones on him, dude. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. That was funny.
I miss well-adjusted Mike. Okay, next call.
Hey, B-team. This is Andrea. And I was hoping you guys could please bring back the McGangbang. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life.
The what?
All right.
Okay, the McGangbang, Dave. Do you have any recollection of this?
That is the food. That's where you put the McDouble in the McChicken, and then eat it, right?
Something like that.
Or the Filet-O-Fish or like one of those. Like the, it's like the dollar menu. You put them all together.
Do you remember going out with Kevin to tape a bit with him?
No.
You don't? Okay, so then
I did it?
Yeah. So we're going to have to go through this in real time because I had no memory of this either. And she says it's entertaining, so I kind of skimmed through it to see if it was all good to play. And I think it is, and let's hear this in real time here. This is the McGangbang.
I don't know if you guys have seen online the McGangbang. Have you seen that yet?
Online? I just heard about it the other day.
People are ordering the McGangbang, which is a double cheeseburger with a McChicken sandwich in the middle of it.
By the way, I did that, and it's so good.
A double cheeseburger with chicken sandwich?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just ordered a separate. When we were doing this, I remember, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And I mean, how unhealthy is that for you?
Such a fat kid item.
Yo, I kind of want to do it right now.
Yeah, dude.
Like, just hearing that God, one little bit. Like,
I'm telling you.
Well, I would do it with the McDouble, though, because that's the same thing, right?
God, it's so good.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
So,
it's yummy. It's huge.
Yeah, it looks that's like what she said.
It looks like it would kill you immediately, but it looks pretty fascinating.
Oh, it looks good.
And apparently people now are ordering all over the country, and you can see videos of people ordering it. And then McDonald's put out a statement saying, we are happy to help our customers with whatever they want. If they have a special order, feel free to come through and order it.
No
problem. We're happy to
thumbs up
to do whatever you'd like.
Wow.
So there's a McGangbang on MySpace. It's got its own page.
Yep. MySpace.
So we decided to go to a local McDonald's and try to order the McGangbang.
Of course you did.
And it didn't work quite as well as it looked like it did online.
Hi, get up here.
Could I get a McGangbang, please?
What was that?
A McGangbang.
It's a... Want to pull first, the last one, though? I can hear you better.
Okay.
You can hear me better if I pull up.
You haven't seen the McGangbang? It's a double cheeseburger with a McChicken sandwich in the middle of it. I saw it on the internet. You don't have it?
No.
All right, thank you.
Hi, thank you. Just a McDonald's order.
Hi, we would like a McGangbang, please.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you say, sir.
A McGangbang. It's a double cheeseburger with a McChicken in the middle of it. It's a McGangbang.
Want a McDouble?
Yes, with a McChicken right jammed into the middle of it.
Okay, McChicken, that's a sandwich different. McDouble, that's a different.
McDouble with a McChicken jammed right in the middle of it.
So when McChicken and when McDouble?
Right, but jammed together as one sandwich.
Okay, can you please come to the window?
Okay.
All right, so...
They sure love to take you to the window.
Yep. If they can't understand you or they don't know what you're talking about. So then she goes and gets the manager, and the manager says, we've never heard of it. Please drive on. So,
denied twice now.
Okay, so my comedy is, let's go back through the same drive-thru this poor woman. And I start to stop the car and get out so Dave can get in.
Right.
It's just a foregone conclusion that that's the way it's going to work. Dave.
Do you have any memory of this?
Not
even a little bit?
No. Wow. I remember the McGangbang. I don't remember me doing a bit with it.
Wow.
Doesn't want to have any part of it.
Oh, what?
Look,
Dave?
Look. I'm the behind the scenes guy. I'm recording this on video. I'm not there to be funny and be the on air
guy. You don't
guy.
Have to be funny. You just order them a gangbang. Wouldn't it be funny if there's two different people order the exact same thing from this poor woman?
Not as funny as you keep going back and back and doing it.
I hate making people feel uncomfortable.
All right, I'm going to do it again.
This is not the Dave I know.
That's not true, by the way.
What the hell?
That was before years of working
what
here.
What happened? Yeah. I'm just going to say, that's not the Dave I know. Well, today you would do that in a second.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Yeah.
All right, so Dave won't do it. So then I'm saying, all right, I'll go through again.
See, Dave, it's funnier if you do it, because what are the odds that two different people...
Why do I have to explain
this? One after the other. Now, he's just annoying. It's funny if you
that's
do it.
That's right.
Kevin annoys you.
No, Kevin, that's not you. It.
In this particular instance, me doing it again is not as funny as a different person asking for the same absurd people. You don't
guys.
Get it. So I went through again to try and be funny, this poor woman.
Can
I have a McGangbang, please?
I'm sorry?
A McGangbang? It's a double cheeseburger with a McChicken in the middle of it.
So, no answer, and then she disappeared. She wouldn't say anything to me.
That was kind of funny.
Right?
I don't know why.
See?
She literally ran for her car, I think. So then we pulled up, and there was no one at the window. It was the most bizarre thing that's ever happened. I got frozen out.
She's ignoring you.
Now they open the door. The back door opens. We're going to get in trouble. The manager's going to come out.
We're going to arrest your
He's
ass.
He's going to yell at us.
Come right up the track. It's cool. We're good.
You're afraid.
Come on, Dave. Now I'm going to pull around, and I'm going to get out, and then you do it. Come on.
Nope, duck of.
You're a McPussy.
To record, that's it.
No, I mean on Earth.
Stupid Dave.
He wouldn't do it.
Come on.
He literally wouldn't
Dave.
Do it.
Horrible.
Oh, what's wrong
I think
with you?
I made the right decision.
Nope.
It came out perfectly.
We are going to go back today, and you are going to order the McHot Carl. The McCleveland Steamer.
Oh.
And the McChili Dog.
That's what you get. That's
and maybe the
get.
McChocolate Omelet.
Oh.
If you don't do it well. So that's your punishment. Sorry, dude.
Kevin.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Woo. By the way, we should go get one, Mugs.
Yeah. This sounds so good.
You got to order
it. Sounds so good.
No, because it doesn't make sense now.
Yeah,
but
it does. Go order
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do it the first time.
I'd be like, hey, I didn't do this 10 years ago or whatever. Like,
okay. Next call.
Hey, B-Team. Follow up to the Shia LaBeouf. Caller from, well, might be last week, it might be 4 months ago, depending on whatever you play it as. But he was talking about the dumps and how Kevin Amin had to dump two or three times during the Shia LaBeouf in studio interview. And I guess I want to know, at what point are the guys actually live broadcasting and they don't have any more dump time available? And if that happens, do Kevin and Bean try and wrap it up so they can, I assume, get back on a break and then go back into a delay when they come back? Because someone like someone with a potty mouth on air might really kind of hose you guys on that. So just kind of wanted to know how that all happened. Thanks.
So this is a great question because through the years, I've heard different things. Like there's like if you run out of delay, you won't be able to turn on your microphone anymore
Kills the
or something.
Mics.
So
yeah.
Is that the case, Muggs, or what's happening nowadays? Like once you run out of all the delay, what is there a failsafe?
No, there. Well,
yeah.
If you run out of delay, you're out, and then you have.
But can you? I always thought, or
it doesn't
I heard,
turn off your mic.
It doesn't.
Not anymore.
Oh, I heard. Oh,
are you
it
sure?
Was the case,
positive.
Though?
I thought it was the case if we dump all four.
Nope.
Then it automatically turns off the mic.
Nope. It'll just say the little gauge on the board just says you're out of dump, and then however long it takes to ramp back up.
So then at that point, it's on the announcers. Really? So
like
they can
the announcers should probably, if they have somebody in studio cussing a lot.
Yeah.
Just, and you're just, out of dump, say, guys, we gotta take a break.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, hopefully the commercials you play.
Wow.
Or
wow.
Songs
that
you play
seems like a bad plan.
But, not really. I mean, because honestly, the commercials and the songs and all the other elements in between, they're not going to have swearing in it.
No, but I'm saying, like, for instance, like Poor Man, who has poor judgment.
Yeah, you turn his phone off or turn his mic off.
Right.
And then if he was.
I know you would do that, but I'm saying, like, you know, I would still have that failsafe where, like, if you run out of delay. Clicks the mics off and then goes into commercial
you
whatever
what?
Automatically.
I mainly have to do it.
I think guest mics get cut.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Oh,
okay. Well,
I mean, we've never needed it.
Yeah, luckily.
But I think that's the case, and the announcer mic is still on, but okay. The guest mics get cut.
Okay. So that's what we think happens. We don't really
know. We don't know because
really
we haven't tested
know.
It. We usually get to, I think what, the most was like two?
Two dumps. Yeah.
Two or three. I think Shia.
No, I'm saying in a
them?
Row.
Oh,
in a
okay,
row because
yeah.
that's when it gets sketchy is like,
right.
Like if you do them all in a row, then.
Yeah.
And
you're
usually
out.
The
then
first
out, yeah.
one. Nobody will mention him. Hey, we can't. But right. on the second one, Kevin will be like, hey, we're on. We can't say
and,
that.
And we get guests with potty mouths more now because of podcasts.
Yeah.
Because your people go on podcasts and they're cussing up a storm and they're all loosey goosey and, you know. Next call.
Hey, B team. Listening to episode 79. Omar, nice. You were saying the prices for your packages to be a wedding DJ. But can you tell us what's the starting price per hour if we want you in a mesh shirt and guy liner?
Whoa.
And just like crying to the curator at a wedding? Which?
Hey, that's not
nice.
Funny.
That's funny.
I do that for free. Next call.
Hey, Omar. Good B-Team podcast on Friday. Hey, Chris, what's up with calling Mike Catherwood well-adjusted Mike now? I assume he has to do with because he's grown up now and is in his 40s and has a kid. Or so just let us know the story behind... his new nickname. All right. Splat.
Splat. That's exactly it. He's all grown up, and there's nothing else to it. Well-adjusted Mike. That's why we call him that.
By the way, really, though, you just made it up at the top of your mind, right? Like, you just mentioned it, right?
I just mentioned it, and then it was like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
I thought it was funny, yeah.
So that's
what it is.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for your calls. Again, the AfroLine number is 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We always appreciate you B-holes giving us a call. And like I've said, if you call the AfroLine and you leave a message for the B-team, it will get featured on our show no matter what.
Yeah, and say thank you to Omar, because he goes through every single call.
Yeah.
Even the dude who's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That guy. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
So he has to go through like 40 of those calls to get to your one call to put on our episode.
Thanks,
so,
yeah.
So say thank you, Omar.
Thank you, Omar.
Or Venmo me a dollar. I mean, one of those. Like, just, you know.
Venmo is appreciated. At DJ Omar Khan on Venmo. DJ Omar Khan, that ID.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to mention, what do we want to mention? We don't want to mention the cameo thing, or do you want to mention the Christmas morning thing, or what do we want to do first?
I don't know. They tie hand in hand. So,
okay.
So I guess B-Team, I don't even think we talked to Beer Mug about this, but he'll be down with it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
this is a funny idea.
Yeah, yeah. So here at the B team, we're givers. So what we're going to do is we're going to make ourselves available on Cameo for your messages as Christmas presents. We think this will be the best gift you ever give. A message from us, the B team, to whoever.
Yeah.
And I think we should charge, like $5?
What do you think
a fair price, Muggs? A message from us.
A couple of $100 at least.
Yeah. No. I'd say about $1,000.
Okay.
That's too high.
How does Cameo work?
So you request, you go to me. I'm the only one with the Cameo because I did it as a joke, okay. And they accepted me, and we tried to get Beer Mug on it, and they declined.
You were denied?
Him. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. So you search at krock.com on Cameo and put in a request.
So KROQKOM.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And put in a request. I'll actually have to make it live again because I turned it off a while ago.
Okay. So they'll put in a request. Yeah. And so, but we have to have a set price.
Yeah.
So
okay.
we're asking for $10.
$10?
$10 a Cameo, Mugs.
Let's go 15.
15, so we can split it $5 each.
$5
way.
Each? Oh, that
are we
fair.
Worth 15?
Yeah.
Let's do 12. $4 each. 15 seems a little too much, man.
Let's do $13.75.
What's that divided by 3?
I don't know.
Let's do $13.75 just because it's funny.
$6.25.
$13.75.
No.
Let's do $19.75, like the band. Okay, $13.75.
What do you think?
All right, $20.
$10. $9. $9. $9.
Okay,
$3 each.
There you go.
$9.
$3
each.
Because there's three of us on the B team.
There you go.
Okay. It
makes perfect sense.
All right. So $9. I'll keep it open for a week for Christmas only. This is only special.
Wait,
this
what?
This is a B team. Yeah.
Oh, because Dave hates putting in work. That's why. He's I'm only going to check it for a week, dumbass.
Yeah. Well, you
could be making threes of dollars, man.
We could be having lots of dollars.
Yeah. Okay. So for a week.
For a week. All right. We'll see how this goes. If people like it, then maybe we keep it open.
Maybe we'll like reopen it for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, sexy messages.
If you're one of our African American listeners, Simba, we could do it for like MLK Day. Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I like where this is going, guys.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So yeah, I'll open it up, put in your request, and we'll record them next week. And I'll keep it open for a week. We'll record them next week, and then you have a Christmas present.
Okay, cool. And then speaking of Christmas morning, once again, the B team is going to be hosting the show. So we're going to be playing your favorite Christmas music along with Christmas greetings from the K-Rock jocks. And also each K-Rock jock will be featuring their favorite Christmas memory. But most importantly, you're going to be able to hear our B-Team shenanigans. We don't know exactly what we're going to do, but it's probably going to be the same music, but new bits from the B-Team. So hopefully you'll be able to join us and listen to us Christmas morning as you're, you know, having your eggnog by the fire, opening presents.
Or yelling at your kid because he's crying and he stepped on you, ruined Christmas.
Yeah.
You know. Do you think we'll be able to hear Taylor Swift's new Christmas song? Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh,
it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really Christmassy.
Not on K-Rock.
It's
not on K-Rock. You know?
All right.
It's so funny because, I mean, we could play like so many other songs, and if we do decide to play that one, I think legit our program director would be like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, we're not playing
that.
All right. I'll give in on that one. Okay. But how about Ariana Grande's Santa Baby? It's pretty good.
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty hot.
Listen. go down the street to Amp Radio, and you could hear all that stuff. All right. We're not going to do that. But I think, you know, if you're a K-Rock fan, we do a pretty good job of, you know, sprinkling in the cover versions of Christmas classics.
How about the Wombats? Yeah. Is This Christmas?
Done.
Oh, awesome.
Done.
There we go. That's
that
a good
one.
Song.
You get that one.
How about Blink-182's new song about the divorce at Christmas?
I love that one.
It's really good.
It speaks to me.
Uh-oh. Now I know why we're on the air on Christmas.
How about... Beer mug, why couldn't Santa ever visit?
Oh, yeah.
No.
We're gonna do that. I love that.
I don't know if we could play that one.
Oh, we edited it. We don't think we could play that?
Not even with the edit, man.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I think it's too close.
Is it?
It's too close.
Okay, then we could play it on this B team then.
Totally. Okay. 100%. Okay. By the way, not that I'm hating on the song, because it is possibly second to Mariah Carey and Blink-182. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you legit love this
song. My favorite Christmas song.
When Muggs came to us, this was a song he recorded for the Black Christmas EP.
Yeah.
And we were blown away. We're like, what? And then Mike Crank did the production on it, and it was awesome. Everything about it is great.
It is, again, props to Muggs, because it was so good. But I don't think, it's so vulgar that I don't think we could air it on traditional radio.
Okay, but for now, we're going to drop in, what's it called?
Why Couldn't Santa Ever Visit?
Mommy.
Why'd you say it like that?
Why couldn't Santa ever visit?
All right, we're going to drop this in. Enjoy.
Yo. Look. When I was growing up, I was sheltered from a lot of things, mainly because I was Jewish. And when Christmas time rolled around, that's when it hurt the most, because I wasn't allowed to believe in Santa. Or was it Santa wasn't allowed to believe in me? Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? 'Cause we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly. Yo, Santa, if you only knew the type of man I could be if I got a visit from you. But you never came on those Christmas mornings. Now you got me preaching this heartbreak story. And I always wonder if you'll come through and say sorry to one royally pissed off Jew. Now I sit and wondering what I did wrong. That's why I keep my head up and I sing my song. Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? 'Cause we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly. Yeah, that's right, Santa. I'm willing to forgive you after all these years. And you know what? It's never too late to show a Jewish guy some love. And when you decide you're willing and able, I'll be here waiting. 'Cause I love you, Santa. Peace.
You know what? Wait a minute. No, that. I'm done. I am through. No more waiting. I've waited too long for this bullshit. You know what? You. You, reindeer. You, your reindeer, and Miss Claus. I am done. I left milk and cookies out for you. You never came. I take that as an insult. I had to light the menorah to stay up to see where I was putting those milk and cookies for your fat ass. You know what? I'm never leaving milk and cookies out for you again. You know what? No, actually, I will, but I'm going to lace them with all kinds of shit. You're going to be tripping balls for days, Santa. You're going to wish you never visited my house. You sorry son of a bitch. You know what? You know what you are, Santa? You're an anti-Semite Nazi. That's what you are. And you're lucky you have that beard to cover that swastika tattoo on your neck. I am done. I'm pissed. You just pissed off a motherfucking Jew. And you know what? We know lawyers, you know? We are lawyers. I'm gonna sue your ass, Santa. F*** that. I'm done. I'm out. F*** this shit. I'm getting a f***ing shot or something. Stupid ass Santa. Son of a bitch.
And now, you know how Walmart got in trouble with the Frosty, the snowman, doing cocaine sweater?
Santa.
Was it Santa?
Yeah. It was Santa, by the way. And,
okay.
And
And Frosty and the Blue Man is good.
Okay.
No, no. Well, that reminded me. I got mad because they didn't play your song. I was like, it's a perfect tie-in. Yeah. Here's the song when we were going to play unique Christmas songs. I was like, dude.
Frosty the Blue Man?
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh.
And
yo, what's up? Yeah. Y'all, this is DJ Omarcon, and I'm here to tell you the truth. The real story behind Frosty the Snowman. Let's do this, son. Yeah. Frosty the Snowman was a pimp and hosey soul. With a big crack pipe and a dope ass whip and some teeth made out of gold. Frosty the Snowman from the city of Compton, they say, had the greatest snow and the crack whores know when he come to town they pay. His candy cane had magic in that straw all finely ground. They snorted it, went right to their heads, they began to dance around. Yeah! Frosty the Snowman always got the best nose candy. The snowman knew that he was on that day. He said, let it snow. Hit that mountain a blow before I get locked away. And down through the ghetto with a Glock 9 in his hand. All coked out running here and there saying, catch me if you can. These white lines went a long, long way. Led him right to a cop. And he only paused for a moment before he knew he was shot.
Such a Christmassy song.
I know. Do you think it hurts when Frosty gets shot?
I think, you know,
because he's just snow.
He just goes right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just kind of like melts back together, or however snow is made. I don't know.
Melts back together.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, Muggs. Okay, so that's happening Christmas morning. So
yeah,
we'll be playing some
that
of
that song. You will not hear.
You will not hear that. No,
but
for sure.
That's a B Team exclusive.
Absolutely. And okay, so once upon a time, you know the great Tony Bennett.
Of course.
Just, the old dude. He's that guy that sings with Lady Gaga, right?
Yes, he is that guy. Yeah. you know, he has a ton of... you know what? How many American standards does he have? I mean, ton.
I could sing one.
Go for it.
If I were to go from rags to riches...
So he's that guy.
I could sing one.
Okay, go.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Tony Basil.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I got him confused.
So for me, I was going through this hard drive where all the old Kevin Bean audio is, and I just typed in Xmas. Nothing came up. And then I typed in Christmas, and Tony Bennett Christmas came up. Hmm. And once upon a time, I guess Kevin Bean had Tony Bennett on.
Wow.
So, on the air?
On the air. Yeah, because... yeah, this is him.
And you're Tony Bennett. And that's the bottom line. The man is Tony Bennett. Hey, Lisa, are you in on this?
I'm right here.
You're getting me to like myself.
Now, Tony, you came out with a...
That's him. He's like, you know...
Yeah, here's how I know it's real. There's an echo.
Yeah, he's like on an ISDN or something. Yeah, so...
Was he performing?
Yeah, so he performs a Christmas song at the end of this interview, but I don't have time for Tony Bennett.
I don't want to hear what it is.
But you guys might want to enjoy it. You know, I might listen to the podcast later after I produce it, and I'll listen to it. But yeah, we're just going to drop this in for now. Please enjoy Tony Bennett on Kevin and Bean back in 19-something-something.
Drop it.
We are rocking the planet with Tony Bennett.
With Tony Bennett. Thank you for noticing, Paul. Appreciate that. It's 106.7 K-Rock. Let's say hello to the great man himself. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Bean.
How you doing this morning, Tony?
Oh, just fine.
It is a huge thrill to have you on the show, guys. We're talking to a man who was already a big star when Kevin and I were born, and is still a huge star today. You're still doing like 200 concert dates a year. You're still making records that are selling hundreds of thousands of copies. And you're Tony Bennett. And that's the bottom line. The man is Tony Bennett. Hey, Lisa, are you in on this?
I'm right here.
You're getting me to like myself.
Now, Tony, you came out with a big album last year, your tribute to Frank Sinatra.
Perfectly Frank.
And that was a big hit for you, right?
Yeah, it won the Grammy.
It won a Grammy, like you needed one of those. And now you're hanging out with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, your life is just moving so fast. I want to talk about that Red Hot Chili Peppers thing we saw you on MTV recently. How did that come to be with you and Anthony and Flea on the stage at the same time?
Well, when I won the Grammy, you know, I was on the Mark McEwen show on CBS in the morning in New York City, and
So they showed up. I was in a nice suit and tie, and they showed up, you know, with just no shirts on and tattoos and all that. And I said, "My mother likes you." And ever since then, we've hit it off.
My mother likes you. That's funny.
They didn't tell you the outfit they usually wear with just the sock, did they?
No, I never saw that.
Okay, that's probably best. That's probably best. So after the Sinatra tribute, what made you turn your attention to the new album, which is Steppin' Out, the tribute to Fred Astaire? What made you want to do this one?
Well, I just... it shows the two, my favorite performers, you know, right through the years. They both have excited me and lifted up my spirits when I was a young guy. You know, I used to see a Fred Astaire movie and with Ginger Rogers and be off the floor, 3 feet off the floor, just walk home that way.
And a lot of people don't realize that he was actually a pretty good singer and had great music in his movies besides just being a dancer, right?
Well, yeah, George Gershwin and Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, I mean, they wouldn't do a song unless he introduced it.
And those, by the way, those same artists, the Staples, today in 1993, the world-famous K-Rock. Absolutely. All right, if you're just tuning in, Tony Bennett is our guest.
Under a rock.
And Tony, what we want to get a couple of things from you. One is, you're going to be able to perform for us here in a second, right?
Well, yeah, if you'd like it.
We would love for you to do a Christmas song. Can you also do one of those?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, it's fine. I'd love to do it. I have Clayton Cameron on the drums here, and you know, he was for many years he was the drummer for the greatest performer I ever saw in my life, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Check it out.
And absolutely.
And then you have Doug Richardson on the bass, and then
Doug is great.
Sharon, who's been with me for 30 years now.
And he's a great piano player.
My favorite musician.
He is amazing. And the guy you hear in the background is our 55-year-old intern, Paul, who I guess is not only a fan.
Oh,
but
I know him.
But you do know him.
You know Paul. Do you know Paul? How you doing, Tony? Good to see you again.
Hey, listen, Paul knows everybody.
You
absolutely
know Paul.
Apparently.
In fact, he knows everything.
Tony Bennett knows Paul? When was it, 1963, that I first did some backstage work for you guys on the tour?
You know everything, and you know everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, Paul's not hard enough to live with yet. Now he knows Tony Bennett. All I know is I did see you in the crowd scene in the I Left My Heart in San Francisco video, and I was always amazed at that.
I'm there. Tony, let's sing a little bit of it. I left my heart.
Yeah, you don't have to, Tony.
No.
All right, now this is kind of this.
The parrot that does a takeoff on me sounds better than the way you just sang.
You know what? I can do that parrot. Ready?
I left my heart.
All right, thank you, Paul. That's
remember,
beautiful.
Tonight's show, 79.
All right, Kevin, explain to the people what we're going to do now, because this is kind of unusual for us. This is a rare, big, huge monster departure for the Kevin and Bean Show. But, Tony, we want to ask you if you can do a Christmas classic.
Okay, let's do that song that was written by Bob Wells and Mel Torme. Boy, it's cold out. I'm catching the cold. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season right. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. They've loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child will want to spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas.
That sounds nice.
To
pass the eggnog, Paul, would you? Pass the eggnog.
Is it, could it be Paul the Wiffle Boy?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. But hey, speaking of that, remember when we recovered, when we covered the Kevin and Bean doing the 12 Days of Christmas at the Equestrian Center?
Oh, yeah. There's supposed to be video of that somewhere.
Guess what I have?
You have the video?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna post it. Yes,
and
they're awful.
Wait, it's awful quality, or it's good quality, but they're Kevin and Bean are awful.
They're so funny. Like,
yeah. But it's good quality. You get to see them and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
We have an edited version of it that I'm gonna post on Kevin and Bean's Instagram today as a throwback.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, by the time you're hearing this, it'll be posted.
Sweet.
So just check that out. It's on YouTube, by the way, too.
Cool.
Cody, we had that videotape.
A B-hole listener. Yes.
Yeah, digitized it, and Cody got it and chopped it up, and we have some highlights from it. So
love it.
Yeah, Kevin saw it and thought he goes, "Wow, this is terrible." So I'll post that later today.
Cool. And I don't know if this is an interest to anybody, but I found this interesting when I typed in Christmas. Also, this popped up, which is weird and I've never heard before.
Hi, I'm Harold Ramis. Merry Christmas from Kevin and Bean and KROQ, and Happy Groundhog Day.
What?
R.I.P. Harold.
The what great Harold Ramis.
Who's that?
Oh, come on, dude. Get out.
You're a son of a bitch.
Just get out.
Why? No, seriously.
You're a
that?
Son of
get
a bitch.
Get out.
Ghostbusters?
Spangler?
Is that the dude with the
Egon?
With the curly hair?
Yeah.
Oh, why? What else did he do?
He
directed
son of a
Groundhog
bitch.
Day.
Why do you think he mentioned Groundhog Day?
I have no idea. I've never seen Groundhog Day.
Have you ever seen Orange County?
Orange County, the movie?
Yeah.
With Jack Black and.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the. Dean that let him in that took the ecstasy?
I don't remember that. The movie wasn't that good, so.
All right, we're gonna kill Dave, so we're gonna have
he
to
directed goddamn Caddyshack?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh my god, Dave.
Hate you.
What's wrong with you?
Right. I only watch good movies.
Well, maybe Dave won't be around in the new year because we're gonna kill him.
Yep.
So, but until then, keep those afros calling. Colin, come in 333-520-AFRO or email me at omar@krock.com because I'm the only one that cares, I guess.
I care.
The B Team.
Yeah.
The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby.
Don't care when you're dead. A-hole.
Hey, language. Jesus.
Okay, so I saved the worst for last.
Oh.
So Sam, the Armenian comedian, was here in the studio. And
don't forget to call him.
So, yeah. So
for his birthday.
He wanted to stop by for the sole purpose of giving out his phone number to you guys. And then.
I thought that was part of the other one.
No. And then we just went off, and it was too much, and I didn't want to abuse the b-holes. So originally we were going to start with this, but I was like, that's too cruel. So if you're not fans of the Sam of the Armenian Comedian, you can just tune
don't
out
do
now.
Do that to them? Just make them listen.
No, I'm not going to do that to them.
Listen, no one gets to the end anyway, so don't worry about it.
But if you do love the Armenian Comedian, like I do, I will say he gives out his phone number, and he also serenades you with Merry Christmas / New Year's song, and it's pretty bad.
What
I mean?
Even if you don't like him, you have to listen to this one.
So please enjoy or don't. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that I'm here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, too.
Yeah.
Are you getting ready for the holidays?
And my birthday.
Oh, when's
Christmas
your birthday?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Hey, does that kind of suck because people just give you one present for both things?
You damn right.
Yeah?
I used to say, which one is which?
Yeah, that's bogus, right? So
yeah,
so all your kids and your wife, they're all, here's just one present.
Yeah, one present. And I go, where's my birthday? Who cares about Christmas? Where's my birthday, kid?
Yeah, who cares about Jesus, right? Yeah,
no, we all care.
What, we care more about your birthday, though, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
And everybody, individual person cares, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, what are you doing here, Sam?
Well, what if I would tell you that the B-Team is going to give you a Christmas miracle, okay? We're going to give you the gift of our B-Team listeners calling you on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day,
at like 2 a.m.
Middle of the night, absolutely. Yeah, you love when the B-Team listeners get a call, you, right?
Different hours.
Different hours, 24 hours a day. Yeah. You're available to the B-Team listeners to answer their phone calls, to tell them jokes, to be just entertaining, right?
Yeah. And then also, if you want to get a free haircut.
Okay. Ooh, oh, a free one.
I'm working in California Beauty Salon.
Okay.
In Atwater Village.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
So if our B-Team listeners go to your salon, they get a free haircut.
Free haircut.
Okay. Is there a code or something?
No. Because it's the listeners, they're going to support me in the future, bring me their family.
Okay.
I do all kinds of...
Do they have to give you like a hint, like, hey, I'm a listener, so, or they just show up and you give them a haircut?
Right.
Okay.
Where is the salon again, and how do they find it?
California Beauty Salon.
Okay. California Beauty Salon
and
in Atwater.
My number, yeah.
Okay. And he gave out your phone number and B-Team listeners.
Yeah.
Make the Christmas miracle happen. Give Sam loads of calls just nonstop throughout the holiday season because he loves it.
And if he doesn't pick up, leave a voicemail because he will call you back. Right, Sam?
There you go. My number is area code 1-747-291-6214. Again, in Spanish, 1-747-291-6214. In Armenian, Meg, Yotu Chos Yota Yergu in a Meg, Vets Yergu Meg Chos in Ethiopia.
Yep.
And Sabat Arat Sabat. Hulet zaten an siddis hulet an arat.
Sounds good. So give Sam a call and have him, you know, make him have a great Christmas. Make it happen, party people.
And send me a lot of also gifts on my birthday.
Okay. I think you're being a little selfish now, Sam.
The gift of a phone call.
Yeah.
I receive it in my beauty salon that I'm working on.
Okay.
Again. California Beauty Salon. My phone number is 1-747-291-6214. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
Hey, do you have any season's greetings? Do you want to give the B-Team listeners like a season's greeting?
Yeah. With the joke, though. End with the joke.
You know, I'm a numerologist.
You're a numerologist.
Numerologist.
Okay.
2019 is not going too crazy because it's odd and even numbers. They are making the scale go crazy. It's not working right. But 2020, look at this. It's all even numbers. So it's going to slide through very good. One more prediction that I have.
I thought we were doing season greetings, but okay, we're doing predictions? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But this impeachment business that's going on is driving
everybody crazy.
Oh, Sam's
going to get political
crazy
on the B-Team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen to this.
And you love President Trump, right?
Yeah, I love President Trump. Whatever he's doing, he's crazy like me.
Okay, so he's doing because he's crazy, you love him?
Look at the market, how well it's been done.
Okay.
Obama time or other people, president time, it wasn't. The market was going down.
Okay.
And now the economy is going. All the building construction and everything is growing well. So we have to re-elect Donald Trump. And I already did that 4 years ago almost.
You made it happen?
You re-elected him?
I predicted he's going to win the president.
So tell us about the impeachment business. What was your message before
I
interrupted?
My impeachment business is this. From now on, I want United Kingdom, no more other Democrat or Republican. It should be United Kingdom. And now...
Wait, we're the United States. We're not the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom of USA.
United Kingdom of United States.
I don't understand. You think we should be more like the United Kingdom?
No,
is that what you're saying?
He's trying to say that he wants the United States to be united, the people to be united.
Yes.
He wants, like, he's calling the whole country a kingdom.
You don't want you don't want there to be a Republican Party, Democratic Party, Independent.
I'm tired of it.
Okay,
you just how I'm going to save? How I'm going to spend? How I'm going to do this or that? It's confusing. Every 4 years, every 8 years, is terrible.
So you just want a king.
For the people, not only me, for the people.
Have you ever thought of running for president, Sam?
I thought I did. You know what? I want to be Armenian president internationally, going all over the world. Armenians are living and going to the schools and church and family, and then do a telethon TV show to gather the money and give it to the help for the Armenians that are living in Armenia.
Mm.
And I want to go all over the world. Yes. And you guys are welcome to be with me, with the radio.
I'm in. I'm in.
All right, Sam, but for reals now, give our B-holes a season's greeting. Wish them well.
B-Team listeners or KROQ listeners, I wish you all the best holiday, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. I wish you all from my bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Good job, Sam.
There you go.
Okay, now we want a New Year's joke.
I have a song.
Oh, you have a New Year's Eve song?
Yeah.
Oh,
a New Year's song? Love it.
This is the best.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. You're going to... Are you ready to really crack up? I'm ready.
I don't know if I'm ready, but I will try to be
ready. Oh, wait, was that part of the song?
Yeah. How come Rudolph Reindeer's...
Okay, stop you. I'm sorry, Sammy. Wait, just hold on. I thought this was a New Year's song.
It is.
But Rudolph is, you know...
Christmas.
Right.
Same thing?
Okay. Go ahead, Sam. Sorry to interrupt. I was just a little bit confused. You know what? Because I didn't prepare myself enough for the greatness. Yeah. I think that's what the problem was. So now I'm prepared, fully prepared, that you're going to do a New Year's song, but you're going to do it about Christmas, and then New Year. Oh, it's going to be... Okay. So it starts Christmassy and goes into New Year's.
Yeah.
You see, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I am so sorry.
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
If you were stupid, you would work here.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
How come Rudolph Reindeer has a red nose? Because he's drinking Santa Claus's dash. Whenever he sees Mrs. Santa, there goes his shiny nose. To repay Santa Claus, he becomes the headlights of the sleigh. He sniffs the right homes to repay. He sniffs the bad homes to get away. There goes Rudolph Reindeer with shiny nose. Rudolph Reindeer has a shiny nose. Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Hey, I was wondering if it was going to go to the New Year stuff. Okay.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year, wow. We're going to enjoy the New Year's year because it's 2020. Oh, baby, it's going to be happiest New Year.
You know, can you do, you know, a song that, you know, kind of like leads us through like all the holidays? I think like the next one is going to be like President's Day, and then roll into what's the other one? Martin Luther King Day,
Valentine's Day,
and then Easter. Do
the
a song,
Farmer Day.
Yeah, do a song that just kind of rolls all through that. Okay, you get it? 4th of July Day.
National Peanut Butter Day.
I can't remember all that.
Okay. Well, just do your best. Go ahead.
Summer.
Oh, it's a happy new year. I'm going to celebrate all these holidays that's coming through the calendar. I'm going to have a good Valentine's Day. I'm going to have a good Flag Day. I'm going to have a 4th of July Day and Thanksgiving Day and Veterans Day. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you all. I can't wait to have a New Year's Day. I can't wait to have a New Year's Day. Happy New Year! 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Veterans Day, President's Day! Happy New Year! Happy New Year to you all! Yeah!
Love it. Love it so much, Sam.
Right on. Rock and roll.
I think, you know, RB Team listeners are not listening anymore, but we love you, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man.
Bye. Can you give me one more multiple joke?
One multiple joke. Yeah, go. Do the multiple joke.
Now, if I was...
Talking to the mic, Sam.
If I was in a gong show...
Yeah, gong show.
Guess what I won?
Gong.
Everybody get me a 10 in the TV land, in the homes, and the judges, and the host, and everybody is going to vote me 10.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to do to you now, pick a number in your minds, and don't tell me. I'm going to subtract, addition, and multiplication, and minusition.
Okay.
And I'm going to get 10.
Okay.
Do you have a number in your mind?
I do. It's the number 2.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell you.
No.
Okay. So I just have to pick up a number in my head.
Don't tell me.
But don't tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. When do I pick the number?
I'll tell you how.
Okay.
Your number times 2.
My so, number? Okay. So I picked the number 4. That's where I started. Now I have to multiply by 2? Okay. So it's 8. Wait, no? What's that?
Keep your number in your mind.
So don't tell you.
Don't tell
okay,
me.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So tell me
pick
when...
Pick a number.
So pick a number right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick a number.
3.
7.
Oh. No, no.
Okay.
You pick a number.
Pick a number? Okay. Any number between 1 and 100?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. 100.
No. Don't tell me.
Okay, don't tell you.
No.
Okay.
Pick a number.
Between 1 and anything? It
anything.
Could be any number.
Trillion.
Okay. 1 trillion.
Yeah.
I'll pick that one.
No, no. Just don't tell me.
Don't tell you what?
Are you playing game with me? Please continue.
I'm trying to play the game with you.
Just keep your mind a number.
Keep my mind a number. Yeah. Okay.
Your number times
50.
2. Say okay.
50 times
no,
2.
No,
what is
no,
that?
No,
100?
No, no.
Dave, help me out.
Please.
You do it. You know
Omar.
What? I'm not getting this, Dave.
Omar.
You know what? I don't get it, Sam. So let Dave. I don't get it.
All
let
right.
Dave
pick
do
a number in your mind.
Okay. All right. 8.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
You're not saying that fast enough, man. So you have
pick
to say
a number.
Pick a number. Don't tell me. That's what you're supposed to say.
Pick a number and don't tell me.
Not fast enough. I don't know how to play. Dave, go ahead and play the game.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Pick a number.
All right.
Your number times 2.
A.
It was 4.
No, it was A. Letter A.
Letter, no, number.
Letter.
Pick a number.
Oh.
Pick a number in your mind.
Oh.
Your number times 2. Say okay.
Okay.
Plus 20. Say okay.
I'll say okay.
Now divided by 2. Say okay.
Okay.
Minus your number. Say okay.
Okay.
Your answer is 10.
I didn't pick a number.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pick a number at all.
So it doesn't matter.
That was the great Sam, the Armenian comedian. Oh.
Thanks, Sam. Are you high right now?
Oh, yeah. Stop.